right. We are an after hours. What is this? Comic culture after hours.
After dark.
After dark. Comic culture dark.
Sure.
Noir.
I feel very extreme right now.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Walter Duralia, comic culture dark.
And Chris Owen, comic culture dark.
And let's Shecky, our comic culture
ahead,
dark
Green.
Producer.
That's not the name of this segment. Comic culture after hours.
Oh,
all right. Sorry.
How many times? This is the 13th take. This is the best one so far.
You know what?
We'll keep it.
Go ahead, Shecky.
All right. Comic culture after hours, brought to you by the rebounding of sales from brick and mortar bookstores. Because remember, in the zombie apocalypse, you can't burn digital comics for warmth.
It's a very good point.
It's a good point.
Know,
yeah.
Those little
you
microchips
have to think ahead.
Yeah,
Chris,
those little microchips
thing.
Still burn very well.
I know you're right. Yeah. Thanks for that, Shecky. Listen, Chris, we have a few minutes, like we do every week. Chris, we run out of time.
Right. Well, that is true. Yes.
And Shecky last week came up with this after hours dark thing. What's it called again, Shecky?
What's it called? After hours extreme.
Comic culture.
Right.
After hours.
Right. Comic culture after hours. And we're going to talk about a few things we left out. Let's talk about first, Chris, I saw today the full-length Wolverine trailer.
Oh, what'd you think?
I thought it stunk.
Really?
I don't know, Chris. I mean,
thought
it
looked all right.
It had nothing. It had, like, it didn't, it, you know what it was? It was those melodramatic, moody things.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I hate that.
But you know what? You're right and you're wrong.
I am?
You're right that in the fact that it was very melodramatic, but you're wrong that it was bad because this reflects the Chris Claremont, Frank Miller Wolverine miniseries from like 1982 or something like that.
I remember
like
that one.
Enjoyed
that immensely when
I
read
it. Okay, this is meant to be part of that whole melodramatic, because remember, this is him going to Japan and finding himself and falling in love.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So,
Chris,
this is melodramatic. Story is melodramatic. This is meant to pull and tug on the heartstrings of all of our female listeners out there, because, you know, we gotta pull them in somehow. We gotta get girls back into comic books.
You know, never mind girls back into comic books. We need girls on this show.
You're absolutely right. You know what? If there's a girl out there that wants to be on this show,
add a comment. You know, the qualifications is that you're a girl. All right. And you're over 18.
Yeah. 18.
You know what, though? I don't know. The thing with full-length feature Wolverine trailers is you got to sell it to me, baby. Sell it to me. And
you know
they didn't sell it to me.
There's not a lot of claw popping on this one. There was not a lot of violence. It was not a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
It was a lot of the moody, dark, brooding Wolverine.
Dark, brooding,
he's got
moody.
He's got the full facial hair.
What the hell's up with that?
Can I bring it?
Look like the lead singer from the Black Crowes.
Yeah, right.
Can I bring up a point then?
Go ahead there, Shecky.
Is it possibly because Hugh Jackman is past his prime and he's actually too old to
that boy had a six-pack.
No.
Oh, you
bite your
have
tongue.
Seen the pipes on
Did
that
you
kid.
See him in Les Mis? He's awesome.
Man, listen, I seen him on the Oprah show a couple weeks ago.
You watch Oprah, yeah?
Well, yeah,
hey, you leave,
sure.
You leave my co-host alone. You know, I'm in agreement with him.
Right.
And Hugh Jackman is...
Hugh Jackman. Let me tell you about Hugh Jackman.
Isn't that what we're talking about?
All right.
I think
you're
talking about Hugh Jackman.
Hey, Chris.
Famous porn star.
Hey, Chris.
Oh, he's my favorite.
Yeah. Ooh,
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman. Hi, Hugh.
That's for the ladies out there listening.
There you go.
Are those, what do you call, what's that? Are those adamantium claws in your pocket?
are you popping out your adamantium claws?
Are you just happy to see me?
Snick it.
Listen, Chris, how about that G.I. Joe movie?
Just terrible. Absolutely terrible.
So why you got to be like that?
Yeah,
why you
got to
be like
that?
That
movie.
Did you
saw
the Did you like it?
Did you see it?
Listen.
You answer my question first. No. I asked you first. Did you like it?
It was okay.
Yeah, exactly.
But did you see it?
No.
So you're judging it without seeing it.
Yes.
Good for you.
I heard good reviews and bad reviews. Hey, listen. I base all my movies on Ed Campbell's recommendation.
Okay, so you know
who
what?
Is a writer for Comic Book
Daily.
And
he's a G.I. Joe aficionado.
He's a G.I. Joe fan. And he loved it. And he said, hey. He said, hey, if you're a Joe fan or an action movie fan, you're going to like this movie. Yeah, and hold on, listen. This table here, the four amigos.
Yeah.
And the studio audience, by the way.
Right.
By the way, we are on 93. No, we're not.
No, we're not. We're on comicbookdaily.com.
Exclusively on comicbookdaily.com.
Who among us hasn't watched an Arnold movie and absolutely loved it?
Okay.
Hold on. I'm asking you, have you loved an Arnold movie?
Yes.
Okay, well then, that's the same reason these guys are loving the Joe movie. Okay. Not for its poetic license.
I know.
Not for its art and its acting.
Let me go into this, delve into this for 20 seconds. Okay?
20 seconds. That's all you got, pal.
The Rock, absolutely jacked in this movie. If you're looking for an Arnold, you've found it in The Rock.
In The Rock.
Right, I've heard
absolutely
that.
Absolutely
Conan.
Yeah, he should play Conan. Oh. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. If you're actually looking for a Joe sequel, let me just tell you. Can I spoiler alert right now?
Spoiler alert.
15 seconds?
Sure, earmuffs.
Spoiler alert.
Earmuffs, 15 seconds.
Muffs.
I don't think that there's more than one character from the first movie who actually survives into playing the second movie in its entirety. They might have recast one person from the first movie that actually gets to play in the second movie. That's all I'm saying. Everyone is a new character. A lot of people who like the first film probably won't like that. I was confused why they would kill off their like heartthrob hunk, Channing Tatum, early in the film.
Right.
Done.
Yeah.
It becomes the Rock show. And then
partially the
Bruce Willis show.
Bruce Willis show.
Okay, you know what? You're right. I have not seen the movie. However, a very good friend of mine who is a film aficionado actually walked out of the movie. That's how bad he thought it was.
Is he the same person? Chris. I know your friends. Is the same person who has a big beef to pick with the Star Trek movie?
Yes. He actually walked out on it. That's how bad he thought it was.
Okay, listen, Chris. I know some of your pretentious friends, all right?
I do have a lot of pretentious friends.
And if one of those guys walked out on it, it does not necessarily mean it's a bad movie.
All right, anyways, all you right. know what?
Yeah,
anyway.
we're dwelling too much on it, yeah. but let's, the you know numbers what speak. What are the numbers?
Okay, you know what? Here's what I want to talk about.
Oh, let's
okay.
talk. What are we going to talk about?
I want
about,
to talk about deaths
after hours?
In comics.
Death in comics.
It's a little weighty topic. We couldn't have this for the regular comic culture show.
No,
this
listen,
is for, this is only for after hours.
This piece was written actually as an article, as a post, as a blog. By our former producer of Comic Culture,
you know,
Anthony Falcone.
Why didn't he write something like this when he was actually producing for us?
I'm reading this from Anthony Falcone.
He's not resubmitting his resume, is he?
Anthony Falcone. He wrote this thing, Death in Comics, by the numbers. And when I'm reading this, the first thing I thought of is, man, we got to get Anthony a girlfriend.
Didn't you guys say that when you started the show?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. So Anthony talked about the spike in comic book character deaths
right.
in the 2000s.
Right.
He did a historical study in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s,
okay, whoa, and 2000s. Whoa. First of all, you're right. Although you're right, he does need a girlfriend.
Yeah, he does.
He did not get this information himself. He did not compile it himself.
Oh, no.
He got it from Wikipedia.
Yeah, he got it from Wikipedia. But Chris, you still have to flip and go on.
Okay, I'm just saying, it's not like he went through every comic from the 1990s.
All of these seemingly wise people steal more than Wikipedia.
I'm just saying. Yeah. Okay, yeah. And I'm sure he still needs a girlfriend. However,
he does.
Just saying.
Badly.
Okay, anyways, the 2000s were a huge, huge time for deaths of characters in comic books.
2000s were good for deaths.
Right. Now, why is that, Walt?
I don't know.
I'll tell
Gimmicks.
You why. I'll tell
oh,
you why.
Yeah.
Gimmicks.
Didn't he just say that? Continue,
You know what?
Hello.
You know what? Anyways.
Brother Chris,
so
continue.
If I was to take this list here mm-hmm. and... Now, you might say to yourself, well, but what about the death of Batman or death of Superman and Batman having his back crippled in the 1990s?
Yeah.
Right? Ah, great question. Great, great question, Walt.
Is it a great question, Chris?
Glad I thought of it.
All right.
The 1990s were a time of major speculation in comic books. A lot of number ones were coming out, a lot of multiple covers, a lot of
foil
wax,
embossed,
die cuts,
scratch and sniff.
It was all about trying
to get the consumer to buy 20 copies of
right.
each book.
Chris,
right.
remember the Tracy Lord scratch and sniff
comic? I loved that comic.
What did it smell like, Walt?
Fish.
Like sunshine.
Yeah.
and
a good
spring.
Bass.
That was a great comic.
Anyways, great comic. Yeah. Great comic. You know
great
what?
Great comic. Yeah.
They, but you know what? That's why there wasn't as many deaths back then because. You know, I should say weren't as many because you know what? They didn't need them. They didn't need the deaths to promote comics.
No, they had polybags.
They had polybags. They had get your free scratch and sniff card.
Scratch and sniff card.
You know, or whatever 3D thing.
3D glasses for this non-3D book.
Exactly. Yeah. 3D glasses for the porn comic. Yeah. You know what? But then they had.
Oh, watch out! Oh,
hey, this is after hours. We're allowed to say that.
Right.
We're allowed to say porn comic kind of after hours.
Are we?
I'm going to let you for this show only.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Thanks. But you know, okay, hold on. Well, quick interlude here. They actually did have comic books based on adult film stars in the 1990s and in the 2000s. They actually had.
They had the 3D glasses?
No. Well, they had biographies. So you could buy the biography.
I have the John Holmes one.
They have.
I couldn't fit it in the regular bag. I had to get one of those Golden Age
But it is. You can buy the biography comic of, like, Christy Canyon.
Okay, so why would I buy words of someone that I want to see visuals of?
Because it was a comic, so there's still visuals. In case you haven't remembered what a comic's all about, there are visuals still.
Just for us simpletons.
Yeah, right. Anyways.
All right, anyway.
So the 2000s
Hey, Marty, you're taking my job here, being the dumb one.
I feel like it's a shared role.
So anyways, the 2000s came along and
2000s.
Everybody was done with gimmicks. So what do? They decided to start killing off people.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
If you look at the numbers, it spikes tremendously. You look at the 2006 sort of area.
They had nothing else to talk about. You know what? In television sitcoms, you run out of stories. What do?
Jump the shark.
You jump the shark. Yes. You bring in a baby. Kill somebody off.
Is that depressing, though?
Yes.
Because
hold
they're doing
on,
this
though.
Just
hold
to
on,
get
guys.
The
guys,
media?
Is this like you know the panic here is this? The panic here is this. Is the deaths the polybags? Does it spell collapse?
Okay.
Should we be afraid? Is the deaths an omen?
No,
it's a spike in deaths
no,
an
no,
omen
no, because,
for
you know,
comic
be,
books.
You, no, because you know what? The
please tell me no.
No, you know it's not because deaths in comics, the polybags, all that kind of stuff. All it does is it almost forces people to relook at the industry and say, what are we doing here? Why do we have to have a death of a character in order to spike sales? Let's bring in top quality writers rather than. Just gimmicky storylines. You know, it's a much better way, and that's what happened in the 2010s. We saw a spike in deaths in the 2000s, and then now the 2010s, we see great stories. People are interested in comics again. People want to buy comics because of the comics themselves, because of the storylines, not because of the gimmicks that are happening in the storylines, but rather the storylines themselves are great writing pieces of artwork.
Right. So you're saying the deaths served their purpose? They put people on notice. They made people look in the mirror and say,
yes.
What the heck are we doing?
Exactly.
Guys, come on.
Exactly.
Let's not get stupid.
Yeah,
and
that's
we're now
right.
going into the new second golden age of comics.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Great idea. You know what? I think that's a great way to end. What is this called? Comic culture after hours?
Noir.
Sure, whatever.
Nui, like we all know what it
comic
is.
Comic culture, Nuit Blanche.
Nuit Blanche. Et messieurs, we'll see you à demain, prochain, whatever the heck it is. Anyway,
have a great
we'll see
day.
Yeah. Bye bye.